This one, the one that fits next, actually, is not the one I feel like reading at the moment, because it relates more to the long poem that follows than to the. Well, it just is needed for that reason more than for its own sake. But as I say, my poems don't really vary that much in essential theme. And a poem I wrote before called Junction, which is probably the heaviest poem in the book, fits perfectly here. How far into our bodies our hands delve to follow the course of love, a buzzard hovering a dark cloud at the red summit as we come to the curve on the trail, wiping the sweat sun drew to our brow. Peak towering ferris to the jagged eye, with swift strokes of the brush levels the ravine to an easel it draws us on, and the rattler, head arched as the peak, he dropping hard on a 60-mile silence. What fate the shadow of a thorn casts over our pounds of flesh planted before the smooth curves of the serpent, while the sun passes 4 in the afternoon, our leather soles worn to each stone. On a single fold of the canvas we stand reduced to large horseflies, delving as toxic venom held in the snake's fangs freezes our body, the time passing into coiled red peaks shut in its eye slits. We'll just call that one 9:30:17.